Jesus tells a parable that summarizes the heart of worship. In Luke chapter 7, verse 41, he says, suppose that two people owe a moneylender, well, different amounts. One owed 500, one owed 50, but they both had a debt. Now, when the moneylender decided that the debts are canceled and that no money is owed, Jesus says, which person's going to love more? Which person's going to be more grateful for that moneylender canceling the debt? And the obvious answer is the one who had 500 in the debt, now removed. And so think about that in terms of worship. Who's going to worship Jesus? It's going to be the one who knows they had an enormous debt that's completely forgiven by grace and undeserved gift. So who's going to worship Jesus? People who don't try to minimize their debt. If you're trying to minimize your debt, that's going to hinder your worship. But when you acknowledge that you've sinned against a perfect God, an eternal God, a holy God, and you have no righteousness through your own effort and performance, but the only way that you have forgiveness, an eternal forgiveness that's so real and so thorough it covers all your sins, is through the blood of Jesus Christ, well, when that sinks in, then worship emerges. Worship comes alive because we have a debt that's completely removed. Praise Jesus. And he is so worthy, and out of gratitude, we love him so much because he first loved us. He's demonstrated it, and he's removed our debt. Don't forget who's removed your debt, how he's done it, the price he paid. Don't try to minimize your debt. All that is going to result in worship that's held back. But Jesus wants you to be free and in love and gratitude. Give him praise. Draw near to him today. Our debt is gone.